It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the holiday weekend. I hope you watched some fireworks on the 4th, and I was at a party on the 5th. But it is the 6th, and we're right in the middle of a great weekend to celebrate our independence as a nation and remember the reason for the season, because there were a whole lot of people who sacrificed to get us where we're at and made a lot of really good rules, some of which were upheld this week by our Supreme Court, others that we're not so familiar with. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Sounds like you're begging for a history lesson.
No, I get enough of those on air and off.
Yeah. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we are kept on the air by the good people at Jethro, the Michigan Talk Network, and of course, the super country star Conrad, our producer.
Yeah, baby. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
He's got that kind of sultry country guy voice over
there
today.
He does, man. Yeah. I just got goosebumps when he did that.
Can't resist. What you guys making today? What's going on?
Oh, well, I've got a party tonight, I'm going to ask Barbecue Bob for a little tip, okay? Because I'm bringing 400 chicken wings, okay? That's a lot of chicken wings, but it's a big 4th of July weekend party, right? They wanted some food. So I got to brine these things, and I've eaten Barbecue Bob's.
Why do you got to brine them?
Well, it adds moisture and it adds flavor. Oh. Okay. A brine is a solution, and then we're going to talk about that because I want Bob's recipe. It's a solution that you put the meat in, and it'll drive seasoning and moisture. And a chicken wing is, if you've ever seen sometimes they're different colors. Some are got a little blue tint to them. Those don't have as much fat under the skin. When they're kind of yellow, there's a little more fat under the skin. So if you're looking at a raw chicken wing, and these are great. They're from Sobey. They're the beautiful yellow ones.
Yes, they are.
But I want to put a little more flavor on them. So one of the ways to do that is rather than on the top, you put aromatics and seasonings in a salt water, or in this case, I want a buttermilk solution. And Bob's going to talk about that. And then you can put that and you brine them for a while. But I want to just hear you tell me this because you've done this a lot more. When we had our kitchen over in Lowell, he served chicken that was buttermilk brined, and it's fantastic. So take it away,
Bob. Thank you. As you know, I haven't said anything on the air, but some time ago, I finally found a job I can keep, and I'm working for Trane. I'm selling back in the HVAC business, and I'm nice. Where I belong.
Good, man.
Yeah, I'm having fun. The other day, the distributor, it's the largest distributor in the nation, and we do Trane and American Standard, and they're really nice people, and they brought in barbecue for us at work.
Oh.
And I'm always like, great. And then I start panicking in the back of my mind. I got to act like I like it.
Right.
I did not like it.
Right.
No surprise. I tried because I really respect this establishment, but it was the same old. And you said wings. We had wings. And of course, I had to try some wings because I thought, okay, well, at least I know I'll like these.
Right.
No, because they were just slow smoked. And the skin was rubbery, and it was everything that my wife would not want to eat in a piece of chicken.
Okay.
Rubbery skin, she's not going to do it.
Right.
People like crispy skin.
Right.
That's a trick when you're smoking wings or any kind of chicken
right.
or anything with a skin. That's why the folks in South Carolina do their hogs the way they do, and then they flip it over on the grate over open coals, and then they make their cracklings. And you know how good that is. We did that with the porchetta.
Right.
Most people don't want a lot of blubber in their mouth.
Right.
Whales give you blubber.
Right.
Chicken's not supposed to.
Yep.
So when I do wings, I'm depending on the equipment always that
right.
you have. And you're going to do them on the big trailer smoker.
I am.
So there's a few things you can do. What I used to do is I would soak them in buttermilk.
Okay.
And
just buttermilk?
Just buttermilk, because what that actually does is it It's the enzymes in the buttermilk break down some of the cartilage and the fat, and it helps tenderize the chicken. And then my flavoring all came from the smoke and the seasoning on the outside. I love the taste of a good... You go to Sobeys and you ask for their party wings.
Yep, that's what I got. Yep.
They're the big wings that they separate into three pieces, chuck the flapper.
Right.
And they give you the drum and the flat, and they're perfect for any party. So if you're doing a party, go to Sobeys and get the party wings. And then I would soak them overnight in buttermilk.
Overnight?
Yeah.
Okay, not an hour or
if
two?
If you do
or...
2 hours, you're still okay. So you have plenty of time today.
Okay.
But then I would pull them off and set them on a tray, let them drip a little bit, and then coat them real nicely. And I know what you're going to put on. It's absolutely perfect.
A Memphis rub. Yep.
Well, I thought you were going to do that one that you like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. It's kind of a Memphis.
Yep.
Well, so here's the deal. If you're using a smoker, first of all, if you have to do a bunch like you're doing, you don't have time to be perfect. You don't really have to get the perfect smoke flavor, because I'm going to go through a proper wing, my opinion. But that's a small batch. That's what I did for you on the Independence Day party we had at our house.
Right.
But for a big group, you want to do them all on your big trays and racks. So the key is to get it cooked properly. And those wings, you're going to probe the fat ones, and the fat ones have to be 180. Okay, you got to get them up there because, again, you want to kill the pink and you want to break down the tissue. The second thing is, when they're done, they should be kind of crispy on the outside. And where you're doing this, you're not going to have a convection oven to finish them off. So,
well, actually, I am at the venue.
Oh.
And because what they wanted is they wanted three flavors. Right, they want like a garlic parm. They want a sweet barbecue and like a regular traditional
or
a buffalo.
No spicy.
What? Well, the traditional buffalo's got a little heat with it.
Okay.
Right. So those are the three flavors that they
and they
ask
have
for.
A convection oven.
They do in the venue where I'm going
to
be.
So what you could do then is you could bring them all up to like 165 and rack them, throw them in your Cambro, and keep them on their trays. And then when you get there, as you're serving them, throw each pan in that convection oven at about 450 for about 10 minutes. Warm them up, crisp them up, and they right. should be absolutely perfect.
That was what I thought I would do, just because I'm not going to sauce them until I get there, right? I'm going to bring a big bowl and toss 30 of them, 40 of them at a time, put a tray of one flavor out, tray of the other flavor.
So you're going to crisp them, then toss them and rack them?
Other way around. I thought I would sauce them and then put them in the crisper so it got a little tacky.
It will.
Was my thought.
It all right. depends on how you want them to come out.
Right.
Yeah, so buttermilk is a wonderful tenderizer.
Right.
And it, I don't know, it does something to the flavor. It gives it a touch of tang.
Right. Yep.
Which might help your Memphis
yep.
side.
Good.
But yeah,
good.
I love doing that. We had a lot of fun. And these recipes we're going to go through today were the things I made for you on mm-hmm. Thursday. And we had a lot of fun, just the four of us sitting around with our wives, you and I and our wives.
Yep.
Which we never get to do.
Right. We really don't.
We always threaten to.
And something different than we usually do, too. I think we're getting old. We started at noon.
Oh.
And it wasn't like an evening thing where there was a bunch of drinking and we were hanging out.
Right.
Music was loud. This was just a great day to just sit around the pool and catch up on things, right? I mean,
yeah.
And that's because we see each other here at the show, but then we kind of go our separate ways. We may talk a couple times.
Because we live a half hour apart.
Right. So
it's not like we're neighbors.
It's just we don't take time to do that. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little teary-eyed. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah. It's like he's telling me the story. It's
yeah. so I even turned on the pool heater for him.
Right, man.
Oh.
And I haven't had it on for a couple weeks.
No shrinky winky. It was warm.
It's been so cold, I haven't turned it on. You know, I let things just go back down.
Right.
It has been cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
At night. Yeah, we had one day this week. It was like 44 degrees when I got up in the morning. It was crazy. Not for July, but anyway. So coming up next, we are going to go through some recipes. Bob made this thing called poutine, and I'm going to stop there and let him tell you what it is, because it's a real treat if you get it done right.
Just a warning, if you Google it, you're going to get a lot of pictures of Vladimir Putin.
Right, yeah, and that's not what you really want to eat on Independence Day especially. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.